Dearest Maria, I decided to write you a letter today. I'm sitting in my dorm room, on my computer, alone and unfathomably bored. I found myself daydreaming about you throughout my entire day. I visualized your hair and the way the sun would kiss it with its light, almost as if your hair were aglow, like the halo on an angel. I visualized your smile and thought about the way it would make my heart jump as if it had been shocked by a bolt of lightning. I visualized your warm, chocolate eyes and the way they would make me melt like butter on the world's smoothest, most goldenest pancake. I was reminded of the cute way you snorted when my jokes were just too good. I thought about the way you always knew when something was wrong and how you'd hold my hand as if to say, "I'm with you always, until the end." Then the realization finally hit me, like a heavyweight boxer. I miss you so much it hurts. I miss you more than a chain smoker misses a carton of cigarettes after a month of rehab. I miss you more than the flowers miss the sunlight in a cold and bitter winter. I miss you more than the stormtrooper's 10 feet away from its target. I miss you more than an astronaut misses doing his business on a toilet rather than in his suit, and so on. Do you remember all those years ago on that field trip to the Museum of Art and Literature? How you would catch me looking at you? I always felt like such a creep. But you never saw it that way. And that was always your best trait. You always saw the good in people. You sat next to me on the bus ride home and introduced yourself. I was so shy I could hardly muster up the courage to look into your eyes. Somehow, you got me talking to you. By some strange force that I can't yet explain, you made me feel safe in your company. We talked the whole ride home and then some. That was the day that I knew. We've been apart only 2 weeks now, and it feels like an eternity went by. Sometimes I wish that school were closer so that I could stop by every day and give you a big, warm hug. Your dreams have always been so important to me, though. The last thing I ever wanted was for you to give them up for such a sorry fellow like me. I miss seeing the little doodles you would make on the napkins of the coffee shop back home. They always made me laugh. Especially when I had an entire sip of coffee in my mouth, I'd make such a mess. I've been falling in and out of sleep in my lectures all week. I don't think it's anything serious or anything, but, you know, I've probably just got to get to sleep earlier or something. It is extremely unusual, however. I wish I could fall asleep on your lap right now. Speaking of which, I should probably get to bed soon. I hope this letter reaches you well, but the internet has never failed me before. Please write back and tell me everything that's been going on with you. I'm dying with anticipation. Missing you more each day. Arthur.